So this morning, I want to tell a story about the first time I participated in a communion service. This could be titled Roger's First Communion. My parents had raised me as a Unitarian Universalist in a church very much like this one. It was a humanist congregation. We never had communion. In 1972, I was 21 years old. I had worked in agriculture, harvesting apples in New England, and I spent one day in Arizona on a crew harvesting oranges and lemons. It is, I discovered, back-breaking work. As those of you who have worked in agricultural experiences know, farming can be sweaty, dirty, painful, hard work with low pay. I made about a dollar an hour that day picking citrus fruit. And the work motivated me to finish my degree at Arizona State University, where I was studying political science. In my classes, I read about nonviolent campaigns of Gandhi and Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. I read about them as occurring in faraway places like India or Alabama. Nothing like this, no nonviolent campaign like those had ever occurred in Arizona where I was living. Now, at first, I did not notice when a man from California came to Arizona to work for the rights of farm workers. Farm workers like those with whom I had harvested oranges. Today, Cesar Chavez is a historic icon for the Latino community. However, in 1972 in Phoenix, the owners of the farm saw Chavez as a troublemaker. Chavez wanted the Arizona workers to join his United Farm Workers Union and to engage in collective bargaining with the growers. In California in 1972, Chavez was leading the Salad Bowl Strike, the largest farm workers' strike in the United States history. It included a call for a nationwide boycott of iceberg lettuce. Eventually, this lettuce boycott and the farm workers' strike in California led to the passage of the California Agricultural Labor Relations Act due to the good work of the then governor, Jerry Brown, who is again governor of California. In Phoenix in 1972, the two major newspapers were the Arizona Republic and the Evening Phoenix Gazette. The editorial policy of these newspapers, owned by the same man, was conservative. Now, the Tucson newspaper was much more liberal. And for a brief period in the 1960s, the people of Tucson prevailed in the state of Arizona and elected a Unitarian Universalist as governor, Sam Goddard. Goddard's family had actually given the land for the building of the Tucson Unitarian Universalist Church. However, most of the time, the conservative politics of the Phoenix newspapers dominated the entire state's politics. The newspapers gave Cesar Chavez negative coverage. They called him an outside agitator, although he had been born in Arizona in 1927. The newspaper suggested that Chavez had communist ties and that his goal was the ultimate overthrow of the capitalist system. To protect the farm workers from this threat, in May of 1972, the Arizona State Legislature passed a bill that restricted farm workers' collective bargaining rights. The legislature outlawed boycotts like the grape boycott and the lettuce boycott that had been so effective in California. The legislature outlawed farm worker strikes at harvest time. So when you weren't actually working, you could go on strike. But when it was time to harvest the citrus fruit and the lettuce, strikes were illegal. The day after the governor signed the bill, Cesar Chavez decided to fast. To call attention to the unjust nature of the law, he would drink only water and not eat solid food. He was modeling his political nonviolent action after Gandhi, who had used fasting as a form of nonviolent protest. Santa Rita Center in Phoenix is between Sky Harbor Airport and the city's downtown. It was built in 1962 by Sacred Heart Roman Catholic Parish. The local church used the single-story building as a classroom and a community hall. During his fast, each evening in May of 1972, a Roman Catholic priest held Mass at Santa Rita Center. Chavez would join with others in the room and take communion of a small corn chip and a small sip of wine. Now, people from all over the United States came to attend the Mass and to take communion with Cesar Chavez. George McGovern, the Democratic candidate for President of the United States, came one evening. Joan Baez came from California to sing with Chavez. I was living 10 miles from Santa Rita Center in a dorm at Arizona State University. And on the 19th day of the fast, I heard that Coretta Scott King was coming that evening. A Jewish friend of mine had a car, and she offered to drive us to Santa Rita Center. It was 4 years after Dr. King had been killed. When we arrived, we found ourselves at this simple community hall. Now, I suppose if this had been a community hall built by Unitarian Universalists, there might have been signs with arrows pointing two directions. This way to communion with Cesar Chavez and Coretta Scott King. This way to a discussion about communion. However, at Santa Rita Center that night, there was only one gathering. We made our way into the hall. It was standing room only, filled with farm workers and their families, strong men and women with sunburned faces, and a few folks from the university, like myself. We stood along the walls in the back of the room. And in that crowded room, Mrs. King spoke.